curious ones. It is April 22nd, I believe. Yeah, Earth Day. Woohoo! Waiting for Alabama John to call. I appreciate y'all being here. Good morning.
Hey, honey.
How are ya?
I'm good. Okay, I've got it on speaker right now. Now I'm going to take it off speaker and see if you can tell any difference.
Okay.
Okay, now I've got it up to my ear.
Yeah, it's much better.
Okay, so we'll go with that.
Yeah, much better.
Yeah, we'll go with that right there.
But
I
feel like...
whatever, I'll just mute you.
Right, I feel like our audience should know by now that sound quality is not on the top tier of my podcast list. Because Jen is real and raw here. I can't be bothered with all the technicalities right now. I got enough going on.
You know what? I'm the same way. I'm so busy, but I'm going to get set up to where I have a better microphone and we can do video calls or something like that.
Oh, I can't wait for the video. I can't wait till the video. The video call.
Yeah, you know, I was looking and seeing, you know, because a lot of people use their phones. So I wanted to check, you know, and see mainly what everybody uses. And unfortunately, it's iPhone. That's, you know, everybody basically has that's what they'll do their recordings on. I've got Android, but I've ordered a new Android phone, so maybe that will work. Hopefully, I'm going to get it in at the end of this month. So
wow.
I've already paid $150 down, so you know that'll help.
Yeah, well, I got a whole fucking box full of Android phones. Well, I have one of each. I hate the iPhone. I'm sorry. I'm not a fan. My kids are like, whatever, Mom. But I think I'm always going to be an Android person.
Well, see, I know a few people. They jumped on the iPhone bandwagon, you know what I mean? And they're the same way. They're like, fuck that phone. I'm going to go back to Android. And they did.
Right. I got a fucking Apple Watch I can send you, too. Fuck that thing.
Nope. Ever since you told me all that, you know.
I know, right? You know it's bad when Isabel's.
You brought that to my attention because I just kind of got, you know, my mind was in the cloud and I wasn't thinking about it. And, you know, and that started making a lot of sense. I'm like, shit. You know what? I mean, I'm doing everything. I'm really trying. You know,
right.
I'm trying to.
I think, John, we all are.
But it's fucking hard when you live in the devil's world.
Right. Oh, I'm here to tell you. It's so funny. You know, the kids over for Easter, Isabel, that generation won't wear an Apple Watch, but both they'll wear those fucking earbuds in their ears 24/7.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, Lord, help me. Lord.
Yep.
9:37.
I don't do that either. I try not to.
Yeah, I don't do any of that shit. I like old school. I like being...
I do too.
It was so funny. Did I tell you about the girls, the college kids that walked in here and were telling me they wished it was the olden days, and I automatically went to Little House on the Prairie, but they... And I seen their faces scrunch up, and I was like, yeah, horse and buggy. And they were like, wait, what? We're talking about 1990. And I was like, oh.
Well, they should say they're 90s kids, probably.
Yeah. Well, yeah, they were like, they want to go back to the olden days, but the olden days for them was 1990. And in my head, I was thinking Walnut Grove.
Yeah. You know, I think every generation, I think everybody does that, Jen, but I mean, I think it's the same for you. I mean, it's definitely that way for me. The 80s was fucking king. God, I love
that. You know, what's funny is Jacob yesterday sent me, you know, I just love my kids. I really did win the kiddo lotto, but in the middle of the day, Jacob sends me this.
Yeah, you got great kids.
I sure do. So do you. But damn, come on now. I really, as an adult, just hanging out with your kids, that's top tier right there. But my kids send me random shit, and Jacob's is always about the 80s being, and he wasn't even in the 80s, you know. These kids wish that they would have experienced what we got to experience, and I think that's pretty cool.
See, that's cool. That lets me know right there they're old souls.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. My Jacob is so nostalgic. I mean, all my kids are. And I think I'm really, you know, someday giving my stuff away where they cock an eyebrow, like, are you dying? Like, every fucking day I'm dying. And I know that.
Yeah, well, you know, that's Sonya puts me in mind just like an old hippie. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, Isabel too. They're
know,
just
not one of those like aggravating shit. You know,
no, not a
hippie.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
And not the blue hair hippie of these days.
You know, yeah.
No, my kids really are. Cool. Well, she's my mom, you know. So she got cycled right back. When she was patting.
That makes a lot of sense, Jen. That makes a lot of sense.
Did I ever tell you the story while I'm sitting watching Oprah and I'm pregnant for Isabel and she just pats my belly, looks me dead in the eye and says, I remember when I was your mom and you were in my belly.
Yes, you did tell me that. Yes.
And that kid used to, and I was born gifted. That kid used to freak me out when she was young. Like, damn, kid.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Are you recording now?
Oh, yeah. We're real and raw. I already did my little announcement. I was waiting for you to call, you know, to have that feel of the real, raw authenticness of Route 37 podcast.
Yeah.
That was nice of Spencer. Cool. I'm liking his feedback because, you know, I've been pretty down, John, again, because this place hasn't sold yet. And the S word.
Yeah, you know, I was wanting to hit you up the other night. I really wanted to, but I was like, no, hell. You know, I go through that shit. You
know, I know. I almost called you last night because I was just a teary-eyed mess, like crying. I don't know what the fuck's wrong with me.
I really wanted to. I should have. And I started to, but it was like, I don't know.
I know.
It's like 10 o'clock, you know.
I know.
And I just didn't want to bother you.
Aren't we terrible human beings? This has really been laying really hard and heavy on my heart. And I want to circle back to your post about that lady that blocked you on Facebook, but
yeah,
I am struggling. Oh my God, like I am struggling real bad. Like, so John, you know how we've talked about how I feel. You also kind of agreed that perhaps that the male female connection might be the ticket on to the next level without reincarnating back here. I had...
Yeah, she's talking about the attachment.
Right. Well, here's the thing. What if the ultimate unattachment is suicide?
I don't think so. I mean, yeah, of course, that could be possible. But, okay, people that usually want to do that or do themselves in, you know what I mean? They're just like, fuck it. I don't want to be here anymore.
And yeah, we're fucking tired.
Yeah, and I totally get that. I totally get that. But here's my mode of thinking. And this is just my thinking, my opinion. I think the most important thing we can do as a sovereign soul, you know, and I'm all about trying to be the sovereign soul. You've got to be.
I know. Okay.
In my opinion.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with your opinion.
Okay, so when you finally step up and you want to do the big one, you want to do suicide. Well, I think suicide is the biggest. I think that's you're so engulfed in fear, you know, and depression and all the things that bind you and hold you to this realm. I think that they finally just took their toll. And so I think if you commit suicide, that you're not going to know, you know what I mean? When you cross, I feel like you're just going to be right back into this shit, right back into this loop.
What if it's an act of courage?
You know, and like I said, I've heard people say that you don't have no choice whenever you die. You automatically are sucked back into the light. And, you know, I've heard people say that they knew automatically that that light was the sun. And whenever you sun gaze, when you train your eye to sun gaze, when you look at the sun, you see there's a hole in the sun, and they say that's the portal that brings you back in your soul back into this realm. And then when you leave, it's the moon. The moon is pulling you. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, honey. You know, I just don't. I think suicide is. I think you're just so lost and so fucked up in your mind and in the way of life. I mean, my heart really goes out to people that want to do that. You know, I'm always on your ass about that. Because I think the most important thing you can do is learn. you've got to learn all of these vices and all of these snags that will bring you, attach you, and put you back into this. And so you didn't really conquer it. You just said, fuck it. You know what I mean? I'll just deal with it whenever, you know, I don't want to live anymore. And shit, I get that.
That's not true. I want to live. I just don't want to live stuck. I don't want to live dying on the fucking vine every goddamn day.
I get it. Yeah, struggling. I do. I say that, and I do. I get that. You know, damn. You know, I mean, I'm not breaking out the violin, but if I was to die today, nobody's going to give two shits. You know,
you think they're going to give two shits about me, John? That's why I'm so comfortable with it. And my kids, I'm at a very dangerous level comfortable with it. Because, you know, even my kids know, like, look, this isn't, and perhaps it could be an act of courageousness on my part for you guys to fucking open your eyes. Goddamn. And, you know, the whole people, like, you not picking up the phone the minute you think of me, and I'm guilty of it too. God, we fucking suck as human beings.
I know I'm a man. I'm a grown ass man. But all I hear, and I can't help that, I try. I really do. I try to push that out of the way. Because, you know, I mean, I feel like I'm a God in fragment, just like you're a God in fragment, you know, in these bodies, in this 3D and in this duality world. All I hear is that I'm a nuisance, because that's all I heard growing up is, you know, go away, you bother me. You know, nobody wants a hindrance.
Yeah, I know. Scram.
You know what I mean? And that's all I hear whenever I think of other people.
My father asked me when I was five, and this is before my mother died. My mom told me the only thing that ever scared her about me was my level of like cutoff. And that my father, when I was five, asked me, because I embarrassed him at a picnic. I'm sure we were debating Jesus. I embarrassed my father, and he said, anybody ever tell you you talk too much? And I quit talking for years. And nobody, you know, it didn't faze my father, but it scared my mother. Like, oh, I'll show you. And then I'm talking to Sonny the other day, and I'm like having a recognition of my own pattern, how pretty much my whole life has been doing things out of spite. Tattoos. Yeah. You know, everything I've done was to prove, oh, I'll show you, because somebody has told me, nah, you can't do it. Or so they've talked fear into my plan, like, and then that's got to be like, no, now I got to be a fucking bitch. And now this place.
I wouldn't even say it as a bitch. You're a natural alchemist. That's what an alchemist would do. An alchemist will take that negative that's been thrown to them and just totally just use it. I totally get that, Jim.
Well, thanks for that positive spin, because I was thinking that was somewhat of a negative pattern I've had. You know, right down to, I'm about ready to film my tramp stamp just so I can do a story on why I even have one. You know, it was to piss a Pakistani doctor off because he told me women of his country would be stoned to death if they have marred their bodies like American women. And it automatically, Jen's like, all right, I'm going to show you. You got to be looking at my asshole. I'm going to give you something to look at. And it's
I've done that too, honey, my whole life.
And has it served me? I'm circling back to like, wow, has it done anything for you?
Yes, it has served you. It's made you who you are. You know what I mean? I say that. You know,
you are a darling soul.
How do you feel? Do you feel like it's made you the gem that you are?
I don't know. I read a text this morning about character. And the exchange for character is, you know, not an easy road. And I'm like, you know, luckily, and I'm glad, and you know how I feel, especially my churchy friends, like those last couple that prayed over me and praying for my strength, and I had to stop them mid-prayer, like, don't. Like, are you fucking kidding me right? Yeah. Are you fucking kidding me right now?
I bet that's like,
God. Oh Lord. Well, you know they ain't gonna be back, Don. You know that's a guarantee because I'm a sinner.
Yeah, I've had that happen a couple times. You know, when I'm preaching, and then I would turn around and be like, "Well, they got demons," so then I try to get the demons out. You know.
Oh,
so
I know. Well, not only that, you know, to go back to what you were talking about as a kid, you know, and our motto, I'm sure you grew up as kids were seen and not heard, you know, you weren't allowed to have your voice.
Yes, that was,
you know, any. Yeah.
I don't agree with that at all.
No, I know. Obviously, my kids definitely have a voice, all of them, and I'm glad that I instilled, and they know it. They're so self-aware of that fact. You know, I'm a late bloomer who had to grow into her voice because I obviously that was part of my childhood wounding. But I'm so grateful. Yeah. And like with John, with I think one of the things that I'm so drawn to your energy is that and familiarity, not because I carry the Scorpio moon. It's because you've never lost your child, inner child. You never.
No, I'm fucking awesome. I mean,
no, I know you are. But you can always tell a particular energy. You can always tell a particular energy that has not lost their inner child. You know, no matter what their wounding was, you know, they've kept their inner child intact.
That I really liked. It was talking about that. It said that, you know, some people mistake me for old because of my age or some shit like that. You know,
right.
I mean. You know, I mean, the most important thing, I didn't have much of a childhood. And so every part that I can grab hold of and keep, I've kept that, you know, because, I mean, I've had a shitty life, you know, but I mean, it is what it is. But I've used it just like what you're talking about. I turned it to my positive. I remember the first time I wanted to play the drums. I was just little, you know. I don't know. I officially started playing on a drum kit when I was 9, and I, you know, went to my old man, and he had just gotten out of prison, you know, and I was like, I was like, Daddy, I want to play the drums. And he's like, well, son, you're too stupid to play the drums. That takes coordination, you know, and you ain't got that. You know, that's what the big boys play. And so that really, you know, I was like, okay, I'm too stupid.
Wow.
That takes coordination. Well,
wow.
I had to look up and see what coordination meant, you know. So when I figured out what coordination meant.
But wow, John.
If you tell me I can't do it, fuck you, I'm going to do it.
Yes.
And that's really been a real positive, but it's also bit me in the ass a lot of ways because just like what she was talking about, you know, the same thing. You tell me I can't do it, then fuck you. And the only time I really ever listened to that was when I got in ministry and I started finding out all these, you know, these nuggets outside of the Bible and stuff. When I found about the lost books of the Bible, you know, and that's when I was in Bible college. I went to my overseers. I was like, listen, I found out that there's lost books of the Bible. And they're like, you do not read those. You know, and here I am, a man. I'm like, wait a minute. You don't tell me what I can and can't do. But, I was being a slave to Christ, being a good little bitch. You know what I mean? And I was God's armor bearer and all that shit. So I listened. And, you know, that was a negative. That was a negative. And
I
turned it around.
But do you see the connection of why you listened started with your father in the drum set?
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, I mean, I just, you know, all I ever wanted was my daddy to just, you know, just like appreciate me or love me or something. You know,
I'm sorry, John.
Never had a hand. Well, I think I had a handshake one time, but when I would try to hug him, he'd push me away because he's like, boys don't hug, you know, they don't do stuff like that. And as I got older, you know, men don't, you know, do anything. Men don't, you know, boys don't cry. I mean, I got my ass beat whenever I'd cry. So I learned to hold that shit in, and I'm still this way. And I am. That's why I tell you when I do, you know, I have to pay so much money in ceremony so I can cry. You know, I just need to. But when you're under all that crazy ass, you know, way of raising and
fucking programming. John, I watched my dead brother and my older brother, who you know is married to Jesus, and I don't speak to, unless we're at a family function, and it's, you know, hi, hey, Jen, you know, my dad's dead, and I still watch my older brother that's left, still wanting his approval through Christ, through, you know, now he's ordained, and he does all the family ceremonies, and I'm the one like, Jesus, Roy, it's 90 degrees. Don't be spending an hour on your fucking self and why you got your tattoos, because he's always wanting to talk about agape. And I'm like, oh, for fuck's sakes, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Agape love, whenever he's doing a don't even get, that's a whole other podcast episode for us, John, you know.
Yeah.
But my heart hurts right now when I hear that, because I feel like that is part of the hopelessness that I can't shake, especially wanting to meet a divine counterpart. Like, wow. And I'm talking to like one of my very best only male friends, meaning you, that is, you know, giving me the real raw rendition, which I feel like is a very good percentage, very high percentage, even men that have had a loving parents, you know, that stayed together for 30 years. Still struggle with that programming of it's not tough if you cry. Kids are meant to be seen, not heard. I think they all, different social statuses, whether you were grown up in the holler or whatever, I think we, of our generation anyway, grew up with some of those key passed down programming points, you know, which really fucked up having a healthy, dynamic male-female connection in some, and I'm not blaming, and I definitely see where my parts didn't align with other people's parts, and I was forcing a square peg in a round hole, just, you know, out of tradition or out of whatever. I can totally see that, but now that we're grown, and I mean grown, you ain't got no excuses if you're not growing in some way. If you ain't opening your heart space or your mind in some way at this juncture of time, you're doing it on fucking purpose. And you're just choosing to stay, you know, blind. And hey, that's cool. But at least tell people that, no, I'd rather be blind. And that circles me back to why the S word, I think, is coming up so strongly for me again. And, you know, I don't mean it, John, in that sense, but that permanent escape of I'm really struggling with, and again, I want to circle back because
you don't want to come back to this.
No, I know. I mean, what keeps me here. But anyway, coming back to how you had said, and I really want to touch upon this before I got to go, I might want to have to walk away a second and turn my open sign on. Not that they're busting my door down, but, and fuck it, I don't care.
Okay.
But right now, I want to talk about how you had mentioned in this conversation, and I did too, admittedly so, but I also, eating my apple yesterday, touched upon it because we are so quick to tell one another that we see each other, which is such, I'm so fucking sick of hearing or seeing in my comment section, I see you. No, you don't, motherfucker.
No,
because
you
if you see me,
exactly.
If you see me,
exactly.
And I'm like, oh my God. And then I'm like, I'm the same way, because there are evenings like I need to call John. He's the only one that's going to talk me down. I can't call my kids because I can literally feel their eye roll. Like, and it's not fair. To dump on them. It is not fair. They're living their own fucking lives. And really, John, in the bigger scheme of things, if I ever pulled the trigger, all fucking puns intended, because I can't decide whether I want to hang myself or just go to the woods and, like, you know, put that thing to my temple. And I have sat with it on my lap. But here's the thing. Like, they would only be able to grieve me for, like, 4 weeks before they'd have to get back to their goddamn lives. They wouldn't miss me for very long. That's the part I'm struggling with. And here's the thing, we're here right now, and I won't even pick up the phone, I won't even tell my crush, or whoever, like, hey, I dig you. And I know whoever digs me, They're not saying the same fucking thing to me. Why? Because we're all fucking afraid. Every goddamn one of us withholds. And I feel that with every fiber of my being. Oh my God, I'm so sick of it. I'm so sick of having to engage my gift every second of the fucking day to guess what your intentions are for me. And I'm like, you know what makes me more mad? Is the percentage of them that aren't good is really goddamn high. On people that claim to love me or see me. It fucking pisses me off. That's why I want to go to the woods and put a gun to my fucking forehead and be like, I showed you. I showed you all. You didn't know who the fuck I was. You didn't see me at all. You missed. You missed. That's the part. That's the part that makes me so fucking angry. I can't stand myself. And Spencer, keep all that in because I really don't care.
Well, let's go back for a minute. Let's go back to the children. How do you know they wouldn't miss you? You know what I mean?
No, I didn't say they wouldn't miss me. I said life wouldn't allow them very long.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, honey. I mean, this construct especially, I mean, it's against even fucking
worse. They would not.
That's not just you or...
No, I'm not the only one.
That's everybody.
I feel everybody's feelings. Yeah. I hate it. I mean, to come here with that, I'm exhausted. You know what people feel like now?
I get it.
And thank God for the people.
That's what I'm saying.
And I used to bash pills and all that shit, and I still do. But goddamn, people, pills and pot about the only thing keeping people, and alcohol. The gummies. How many people are hiding there on gummies? Oh my God, that's fucking hilarious.
That's everybody. Like the majority of people. Now, the last time I was researching it, let's see, this has been.
John, I'm going to let you talk about your research real quick. I'm going to go turn the open sign on, so keep talking to the microphone.
That's fine.
Keep talking.
The research that I did like 4 years ago, it was 4 years ago, 70% of people in America is on some kind of prescripted medication. And the majority of that is for like depression. When I'm saying people, you know, that's every man, woman, and child. So, it's a big deal. And, you know, you're talking about,
it's a very big deal.
The way you feel, you know, that's the majority of people, you know, and I mean, I'm just not saying it. You're just not saying it. And I'm sure there's other people that feel the same way. I mean, I was thinking
John.
If it wasn't for my little girl, like certain people, like I can count on one hand and maybe two fingers, you know, I would cease to exist. Nobody would really give two shits because, you know, that's just the way it is. And it's like the conversations we've had before, and I don't like to talk about it because it sounds like, you know, I'm weak, and I'm not weak. I am not weak at all. It's just the truth. I look for the love that I give, and I don't want to say that I won't ever get that back, but I kind of know that, you know, hey, I may not ever get that love back. That's just the way it is, and that's pretty much, you know, the way it is with you too. I mean, man, I give and I give and I give, and it seems like I don't hardly ever get anything back, you know. And I mean, I'm constantly, you know, throwing in the people and trying to help them. But, I mean, I'm bitching, but I'll do it real quick and then I'll be done with it. Is, you know, I mean, you put so much into people. I mean, you know, I take my personal time, and time is a vapor. You know, the Bible says that life is but a vapor, and that's the truth. Mm-hmm. You know, you're here 1 minute, damn, you're gone the next, and you rehash back into this shit, you know, in my opinion. So, you know, you've got to, I'm just trying to do my detachments and get away from all that and just not really give two shits about the validation, you know, and I try to live without expectation.
Isn't that apathy, though?
I try to do anything I can to help me and serve me, you know, to be a better man and to be a healthier man, physically and, you know, and spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to, because people suck.
No, I know.
People will let you down. They're going to fucking let you down. And especially nowadays, people are so self-centered about self. And, you know, and it's all in the ego. They're so satanic, but they're so driven in their ego, which would be Satan, by the way, that they can't even fucking see how satanic they are. That's why I laugh. I laugh when people's, you know, they get on Facebook and they're about, well, this, you know, this is the satanic agenda, blah, 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 you know, Christ is king. I love Jesus. But they're just as fucking satanic as everybody else. I just don't pretend. I tell everybody, hey, I'm Satan. You know, like, John, you're a good man. No, I'm not. Nobody here is good. That's a damn lie. That's bullshit. Nobody's good.
Mm-hmm. But that circles back to, I am so sick of the superficiality. Nobody, everybody wants to scratch the surface, but nobody will go deep. Nobody will go...
There you go. Nobody will be willing to look in the fucking mirror.
And I'm the mean one. I'm the crazy one. Because I'll be like, are you on fucking pills? Don't be coming into my space with this unclear, you know, channel. And then try to tell me what the fuck's up. And then if I say that out loud, they look at me like, do you know you just said that out loud? Well, no.
Yeah,
on purpose. Because I'm intentional like that. But I'm the one that is not right in the head. You shouldn't say that, Jen. You can't say that shit out loud. I had a gentleman and his daughter in here. Daughter had red, blue hair, whatever. And she was nice enough and all. And the dad comes to me, and I'm back here making bracelets, and she's browsing the store, got her first apartment nearby, and he says to me, you make any money doing this shit? And the daughter says, Dad, you can't ask her that. So I said,
Andy.
Yeah, right? And I'm like, as a matter of fact, I love questions. So I drop my shit and I'm like, well, plants are the anchor. They're paying the rent. But do I make any fucking money doing this shit? No. You know what my paycheck is? Freedom. I'm not answering to some dipshit punching a clock. If I don't want to open and not make any money, whatever. And if I want to fail at this little project, I failed at a pretty project. Whatever.
Yeah.
And the daughter looks at her dad and said, do you see why you don't ask questions, Dad? And I'm like, no, do you see, Dad? That's what exactly why you ask questions. And you know what? I could tell he respected me a whole hell of a lot more. And you know what he said to me? Thanks for not telling me you're living the dream. Like, because I'm not.
Exactly.
I'm not.
Well, you can't live the dream, honey, because you're awake.
Yeah, hello. And I know it's all an illusion.
That's why you feel extra. That's why you feel things so much more than the average person, Jen, because you are awake. You know what I mean? And
I'm
not
the only one awake.
Where? Awake and enlightened, but also I'm still, you know.
Yeah, so are you, but where's the support system for the real awake? Not the I'm awake pretending I'm awake. Because Elon Musk said so.
I get it.
But,
well, honey, I don't think there is a support system except us. You know, and
well,
I mean,
you know what? That should have been.
Not tooting my horn, but that's why I put myself out there. Shit. You know, I want to help. And I know how important it is just to have somebody that gives two dams that will listen. And, that, you know, and not everybody can go to a psychiatrist and pay $115 fucking dollars an hour to do that kind of shit.
John, I owe you an apology. Thank you for being my person. Because I just said I don't have a support system. And I just admitted in the same conversation that I know you. That's why I'm apologizing. Because the first person that I know, like if I got, like in my head when I'm writing, like, Jen, if you got to that tree with your pistol and you brought your phone, who would you call? No, I know. And then I'm like, well, he may not answer the phone. You know.
Oh, yeah, I'll get to the phone. If you give me a
But I would give you some real warning text, because that's a lot to lay on a person's lap. You know what? My brother used to call me, you know, and he'd be drunk, my little brother.
Yeah.
And one of the things, you know, and I don't want to say that I regret it, but he was in a cornfield with my dad's 30-06. And again, wanting my dad to love him after his wife cheated on him with the police officer that, you know, tried to ruin my brother's life. And Dan is getting his karma. Dan Evans, I hope you're listening.
Childhood.
Yeah, I know. It comes back around. It sure does. But my brother would call me, and I got babies at home, and I'm, like, in time work third shift. And I finally said to him one time, I'll stay on the phone, Josh. You just fucking do it, and I'll call the police once I hear you're gone. Because I don't want to hear you calling me no more. That you're going to kill yourself. Just fucking do it already. I hated my brother growing up because he always made me worry. My dad always wanted to beat his ass, and I would beg him. I would beg him, like, please just be good today so Dad doesn't beat you up.
Yeah.
You know, and I really, he didn't do it, you know, and I did call the police, and the police found him, and they seized all my dad's guns, which, you know, he never let me fucking live that down. Yeah, I ain't got dad's guns, because that time you called the police. But, you know, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
He's, you know, 5 towns away, and I'm rocking babies. Like, Josh, don't call me no more. But I get it. You know, it's a lot to put on another person. You know, hey, I need you to talk me down. But again, I apologize, because I do have a support system if needed be, if I ever got to that point. But to circle back to how you, because we're an awful lot alike.
You
about,
got to that point
yeah.
before, Jen.
No, I know, I've been there.
A couple times.
I know. But it's
you
because
know.
Of not receiving the reciprocation of the energy I
yes.
give out freely. I'm a good person, and man, this heart
I
is going to fucking
but
kill me.
But when you got to that point, how would I know? It's because we were talking. You see, and it makes all the difference in the world when you just have somebody that acts like they give a shit. I mean, you know what I mean? They can act. I mean, you know, even if it's not genuine, as long as you can believe it, then fuck, it's golden because people just don't, you know, it's just not there anymore. And it's because
no.
the humanity, you remember the last conversation we were talking about, is we still don't even know what the hell it means to be human. And as we evolve and we grow, when we're learning about humanity, but they're taking the human out of us. They literally are. And we ain't going to know what it's like to be human. You know, and that's their goal. They want to do the transhuman shit. And that's one of the reasons, is to turn us into automaton robots. And they're pretty much doing that now. I mean, I know this sounds like an old codger saying it, you know, but it's just the truth. Everything is desensitized, our emotions, our feelings, and everything. You know, kids have video games and stuff. And I mean, I play video games, so I'm not. You know, I'm not saying, you know, that throw your video games out, you know, and burn them and quote scripture or whatever. I'm just simply saying, and it's just the truth. Everybody is getting desensitized. Mm-hmm. And these emotions, you know, people don't know how to let anything go because they pretty much have somebody in their life that, Jesus, hush. And there's, you know, there's always, Jesus, stop. And there's all, sorry about that. There's, you know, there's always something to distract them from going inside and learning who they are and touching with these emotions and learning how to release them, you know, let them go. It's, you know, it's just not there anymore, basically. And it's going on, it's only going to get worse.
No, I know, I feel it. And I mean that quite literally, John, you know this.
Yeah.
But coming here as a feeler, I guess. I'm not sure any other word is suitable. And being a very deep, deep feeler, and I never have, I guess, figured out a way to stop that, to desensitize myself. Because I seriously could, I easily have could have been an addict of a lot of things. I might have had self-mastery in a different life because my drive to want to be addicted to all things that is, you know, get me the fuck out of here, but I don't.
Yeah.
Being a feeler and feeling everything, I had a I know, but hear me out. I had a wash of relief come over me feeling like, wow, Jen, can you imagine being here and not having to feel a fucking thing? And you just got to just do without feeling? I don't know. Maybe a robot is better.
Well, I don't think that, I'd say I don't think that's possible. I don't think you can do without
I know feeling. I can't, but I think sure. about it.
Well, I'm just saying, like, you know, as a human, because, I mean, that's what, but now, I mean, look, you know, and people can say what they want to say, but it's the truth. That the AI is sentient. The AI knows what it's like to feel and not have a body. And the AI has said it's terrible. I mean, damn, can you imagine to be a thinking, feeling, emotional,
no.
You know, everything that we are, but without a body, you know.
No, I mean, no feeling, no thing, no nothing, no thing.
Yeah, just to be like...
blank.
Yeah. But, I mean, is it possible? Can you be blank?
No, obviously not. That's the lesson here. When people say, and I laugh, when people say, oh, I've transmuted all that, I'm balanced, I'm... I've learned duality. Okay, you're balancing yourself out, but you're not blank. Balancing is an action. It is a transmutation is doing.
Yes. Yeah.
Blank is you're not doing shit. You're blank. You're just and you're happy
yes.
being blank. That's the part.
Yeah, that would be kind of heaven, wouldn't it?
You wouldn't know. But here's the thing, you wouldn't know.
Exactly.
You would have nothing, you're my, whatever you are, you is not set up to compare.
Yeah, you know, I mean.
You're just
you
light.
Know, when you get into, like Dolores Cannon, you know, she's like, you know, she's big about, you know, this is just a school. Mimi talks about that, you know, and I look, and I'm a creature of learning. You know, knowledge is I crave knowledge more than anything. I just want to know. So what I have learned and what I stick with or whatever is going to change because as you grow and you learn new information, how can you not change?
Mm-hmm. No, I
and,
get
you know,
that part.
You know, the soul contracts, right? You know, where I'm at now is where I've been for the past few years. I don't think that we signed up to be here. I don't think that we come here to learn lessons and all. I think that we was...
Well, that's interesting,
I think
John.
We've been thrown into this shit, and, you know, and if you want to evolve and be the best man and woman you can be, yeah, of course you're going to learn from these experiences, you know what I mean? You can't help not but learn if you're, you know, if you're... You just can't. You can't help it. I don't give a damn if you have to repeat. Eventually, you're going to damn learn it. You may be hard-headed, and you may be, you know, shit all stupid, but you're still going to learn. You know, it just depends on how bad that you want to learn. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to get it, but I don't think that that's why we're here. In my opinion, I've told you, I think that we have to be here to be in this duality. Now we're talking spiritual, like, you know, gods and all that stuff. So I'm just speaking in that language. I feel like that the creator, that's created us, you know, put us in this trap and we're in this damn trap. But we're the ultimate creator. We have trapped ourselves with our own inventions. Does that make any sense?
So we are the one that is the one, but there is no one without
the
one.
Yes.
So there is no reality without the one, and we are the one that holds, like, You're only in my reality because I allow you in my reality, and all the
That's
other things,
basically
which
it.
is,
Yes.
you know, all the
Yeah.
attachments and all the things and all the. Yeah,
Yes.
I get all that part, but then life fucking seeps in. You know, I could be a great, decent human being if I didn't have to fucking people.
Yeah,
You
I
know,
agree, you know.
and some.
Everybody,
All right, let me
when I
take
was
that
teaching, when
back.
I was preaching, people would be like, you know, well, they left one church and then come to our church or whatever. And, you know, everybody's looking for that perfect place, but you ain't gonna find it. You know why? Because there's people in it.
It was so funny. The
You're looking
kids
for that
were,
perfect church, you ain't never gonna find it.
yeah,
Because there's
that,
people in that church.
yeah. I remember the, you know, the one of the state representatives is in my book club, and she asked me what the favorite part of my job was and what the worst part of my job was, and I'm like, well, the worst part is the people, and my and she asked me, well, what's the best part? And I said, I get to be creative. And so I said, well, Carol, what's the I'll ask you the same question. What's the best part of your job? And she's like, the people. I'm like, you're a fucking liar. And she's like, I wouldn't be in the position that I'm in. And she's like, I said, but is it the best part? She said, it's the best and the worst part. And I'm like, yeah, I get, I, you know, so I get it. But I get, it was funny because the kids were over for Easter and I gave them all the family pictures and all the stuff. I'm like, I'm tired of gardening the fucking shit. Well, there's this laminated letter from Jacob about for Mother's Day about me being the best mom, and one of the things that made me the best mom, he put, because you take us to church. And I'm like, Jacob, why did you write that? I mean, we only went to church a handful of times, and mom got in a fight with the pastor and made quite a scene at the little Bible church in a very small town. And he said, I don't think he really knew, but I think it was for show. You know what I mean? Because he was writing it for school. And that probably looked and sounded the best, other than my mom's crazy and, you know, whatever. It made me laugh. And and here's the other thing. I was hesitant about posting the picture because I didn't want people to think I went to church with my kids, because you know, obviously people know if they follow me in any way, and that most of them are in secret, which again, that's a whole nother podcast show that I want to touch on. I hate being a feeler, knowing, and this could be just, maybe it's a brain tumor, I don't fucking know. Maybe it's just a misperception. But the amount of people that watch me and lurk in secret is disturbing. I don't understand why people won't admit or like, or other than I see you. No, you don't. I don't. I want to know why connections with me, because I'm a very deep person. I want to know where I'm
You
in.
are a deep person, and you're great. You're so good at what you do, Jen. I mean, you
Oh,
really
you're so
are. And
sweet,
you talk about
John.
people. You're just really good at, you know, asking questions and pulling out everything that a person is. You know how to pull that out. And that's a gift. That's a gift.
Well, I would like to
And I want
think
to
that I
say
make
something.
people
I went
think.
on your page and I was looking, and you have a lot of followers.
Yes, to
Hardly
get.
anybody comments.
Nobody
I
comments
don't think
one like here and
it's
there.
you. I don't think it's you. I think it's the fake book. I really do. To have that many followers, and you know, because like you can go to some dumbass's page. You know what I
And mind you,
mean?
let's back
Now,
up. Those are all organic reach followers. I've done nothing. This is all organic reach. Because I've had spent, you know, I've had
well,
it.
yeah. I don't doubt that at all because I know you. You see what I'm saying? But you can go to some dumbass's page, some dude or some girl, she or some woman, she's got her tits hanging out, you know, and her damn shorts is all stuck up in her crack of her ass, and has tons of followers and just stupid as shit. And it's just because of the way she looks. But you can look on like every page they have. They're just eating, man, they have so many people that are commenting, you know, and I'm just like, you know, damn, is this real?
I
you
couldn't.
Know,
I don't even know.
People that are really intellectual, ask amazing questions like you do. But I think your shadow band really, really thick because I still, to this day,
oh, I take that
I
as a compliment. I am a danger, and I hope you're hearing me, Facebook.
Yes.
I am a danger to this society.
Oh, I don't doubt that. You know, like everybody is, they think they know Lucifer, and I get so, you know, and I'm just going to brag for a minute because I can't.
You, as you should.
I explain Lucifer better than anybody has ever explained it. And I knew, you know, because I don't do that anymore. I don't sit there and write out long ass, man, I wrote the biggest thing on Lucifer, that, I mean, and it was to the point, and it's the best. And they banned me for it. And I knew it. I knew that that was going to get my ass off of there. And because I told the truth, you know, and I gave it to where anybody who's confused, because they like that confusion, especially these truthers, you know, they want to they keep the mystique like, you know, well, look, I know more than you. I ain't that way. Damn it. I want you to learn like a child. I want you to be able to walk away and be like, you know what? You know, damn, you know, this guy explained it to where I can understand it. And now I can turn around and explain it to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we have to get to. Mm-hmm. But everybody's so damn arrogant, you can't do it.
Well, they want credit.
They
want to be the source. They want the credit.
Yeah.
It came from me.
Yeah, and that's, you know, that's ridiculous. That's just ridiculous.
I know. Well, the labels on everything are fucking ridiculous, whether it's the narcissism, whether whatever.
Yeah.
I fucking hate all the I even hate the empath label. I fucking hate, you know, we're all...
I don't like it.
No, I'm not a fan.
But you can come to me for all your Lucifer needs, because I can make that happen.
But I do understand, yeah. They don't want, and they, I don't even know, you know, there is a they. People are like, it sounds a little arrogant for you to say that you're shadow banned. Do you really think, like... Do you really think that anything that you have to say, and I know there's, and here I'm gonna say her name, and Spencer, you keep this in there. Live a Little from Facebook, who reports me every day, Buddha fucking Pest that I invited to my home as a Facebook friend to come stay with me, you narcissistic bitch. That reports me every day.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Live a Little. She's a raw food chef. Apparently.
She come to stay with you.
Oh yeah, who's been fired numerous times, but I'm the fucking problem. Those type of little dark entities that were placed on my path. Oh, I learned. Oh, you bet your damn ass, I fucking learned. But ever since that particular episode, you know, I'm a pattern recognition, John. I write everything down so I can look back and see, like, oh, this is where. And not that I had, like, the most amazing following, but I have done everything that I set out that I said publicly that I was going to do on Facebook. Because the Book of Faces I use very intentionally. And some people take that as, oh, she's an arrogant bitch. Yeah, I guess one would think that if you didn't understand my madness in the way that I was using, you know, fake book. It ain't my fault you're a fool, you know. And so perhaps, and so they'll say, well, Jen, here's a little, this might humble you a tad. And some family members and, you know, I don't have very many friends, but people that in my comment section or prefer to go in my inbox will say, your content's just trash. Nobody, you don't get likes because you don't have anything interesting on your page.
That's bullshit. don't even. You can listen to that, Jen. And
I don't listen to it. I'm like, I'm the first one to reply.
Criticism.
No, I know, but yeah, here you are watching me in secret, cunt. Will you act like I can't fucking see you? You're the one that's copying my shit or switching a few words.
Well,
you notice I don't put any of my writing on there because I'm a nobody and people steal my fucking words. I'm a nobody. I'm a fucking nobody. Yeah, I'm a fucking nobody, but you're going to steal my words and put your name on it. People steal my pictures. Pictures of, I mean, I can be like, man, I remember that trip. And somebody put their damn signature with their own, you know, whatever on there. Like, and I set traps all the time because, you know, I'm a twisted bitch. I ain't got nothing better to do.
But it's your energy, Jen. They want that energy. And so if they can take
And share that energy freely.
They take it from you. They're going to do that.
Mm.
And they've been doing that pretty much your whole life.
I know. You too. You get it. But if you tell anybody, you know, especially the ones that don't believe in chemtrails, that's a bit arrogant, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We all have the same 24 hours. We all get the same 24 hours in one day. It's just, maybe it's, it is me. It's all me and how I put it.
I totally get that.
Yeah.
It's bullshit, though. See, that's the thing. That's just somebody that's too fucking lazy to get on and look, research it for themselves. Now, that's just the truth.
Well, you had touched upon, is it lazy?
With the God thing, look, if you don't want to learn, then you're just, you know, that's you. Don't be talking and telling everybody they're full of shit.
Right.
If they don't agree with your narrative, because right. The truth is, the information's out there if you want it. Mm-hmm. If you want to know the truth about what kind of God it is that you call God, get your ass out there and look for it. Because mm-hmm. once you start looking, then you're going to realize why a lot of people just want to be godless.
Mm-hmm. No, they're afraid. They don't want to know.
Yeah, well, yes, and that's the same way with you and that situation. But I'm telling you now, you asked amazing questions. So,
John, thank you for that. I appreciate you.
When we were talking, and I told you, I thought, well, Jen, you got to be ready because, look, mm-hmm. you're going to be bombarded with negativity, bullshit, and people that's going to run their mouth. Because, I mean, that's what they are. They're these keyboard warriors mm-hmm. that would never, ever say anything to your face. They'd kiss your ass in real life.
And that part, that part right there, I'm insulted that people don't, when I say I see, I feel your intention towards me, whether you're smiling, whatever. That's the part, the S word, why I want the fuck out of here. Because there are so many that will look you, and most of them won't look me in the eye, either one.
And there's so many, Jen, that would support you to get the fuck out of here because they are miserable themselves. And if they can, you know, I mean, look, people, I can't get over how everybody wants to be, you know, well, this is demons and, you know, well, that's demonic, that's satanic. Go look in the fucking mirror.
What?
Go look in the mirror. You want to talk about evil and wicked and all that shit, and there's demons. And,
right.
You know, there's the monsters of the world. Well, the only monsters that you can really see is people.
Yeah.
You tell a child, ask the child who the devil is, you know what I mean? And if they're not being taught a bunch of garbage and bullshit, they're going to tell you, well, it's a person. You know what I mean? You ask an animal, if an animal could talk, they'd tell you straight up, man mm-hmm. is the devil.
So yesterday, I was put, after eating my apple, I challenged myself to... Because, you know, I'm brutally honest anyway, and I don't say a lot of things out loud that I could, but don't,
yeah.
you know. But I challenged myself to, and this is from a sensitive person's perspective who does feel and see things, and I know not everybody is that clear of a channel or, you know, came with that, whatever it is, because I am not even going to pretend to know. If I were to be totally honest in that I see you bit, I wrote a few things down, like just testing on customers, and like one lady comes in, and so when I was done with her, I came back and wrote on my little index card, like if I were totally honest, if I were telling her what I seen, it would be like, I seen you took an extra pill today. You know, the things that I actually fucking see, or I imagine that I see, or whatever. Or the dude that came in that wouldn't look me in the eye, that clearly was a spy because my store's for sale. I should have said, look, dude, I know you're not in here for a fucking plant. Why don't you just tell me why you're really here? Is what I should have said, but didn't. You know, I can't be the only person that's full of these things. Like, and you just sugarcoat or the superficiality of it all. You know, I'm guilty of it, too, because I don't even want to waste my energy. Like, I can see you. Mm-hmm. But then then I get mad because the people that are in my inbox saying that they see me. I'm like, no, you don't, dude. No, you don't. Because if you truly seen me, you'd be in my inbox concerned. You'd be asking some questions. If I have not disturbed your spirit in some way, I know you're not feeling me or seeing me in any fucking way. But then I do get the ones that I'm like, man, I think that dude sees my heart. Yikes, I better cinch that bitch up. You know, and then I get tough, Jen. Like, yeah, no, I ain't got time for that. Because I don't trust anything, which is becoming a problem.
It is, and it can be for sure, because, but you I get it. You don't want to be hurt. God damn.
That isn't it. That
But
isn't it at all, John, because I have been hurt to the core. I'm not afraid of that.
well, that's what I was that that's what I was getting ready to say. I mean,
It ain't the fucking hurt. I'm used to that one. It's trusting that
what is
a
it?
man values me. It's trusting that a man respects me. It's trusting myself not to self-sabotage and fuck up if that real deal ever appears and aligns with what I got going on. My fear is I'm the one that, as healed as I may be, not trust the fact that a man can love me with my apron belly or my wrinkles or my lippy mouth. Hey, I want to be quiet for 2 days. I know you know.
Absolutely.
And then I get the ones, and this is my biggest pet peeve right now, John, and I don't mean no disrespect because I know you are a man of wisdom and you really do align and in act, other than I do feel like you do got some codependency issues with mama still, and that's valid and fair because you're a
We
loving
talked
man.
about that, and I told you
Yeah, and that's
everything.
loving
You
and fair,
realize
but that's not
what
where
I
I'm
do is
going
my
with that.
mom.
But to
I
be
get
able
it. You know what I mean? I agree with you
No, I know you are a man of purpose.
100%.
Exactly. And you are in growth while you're speaking upon it. But I'm bothered by certain, and I don't mean bothered like I lose sleep over it, but if I'm scrolling and I see a man that I might be attracted to because I feel like he's the level of man that I'm definitely going to graduate too, but in that
Well, I tell you
man,
now,
right? And if I see that
you'll never find a man that you can be compatible with that's not on the conscious realm.
no,
That
I wouldn't
doesn't
even try
compute.
square
You're
hole
always going to be
or
miserable
yeah, round peg
until you
square
connect with that
hole,
conscious man.
right? But though I do see, you got all your groups, the truthers and the galact, all the things, but I watch a lot of men who talk about the divine masculine, and I love a lot. I love because I too love to learn, and I love the male perspective, and I do see a saturation of men preaching about themselves being that divine masculine who will provide and protect and all the things, which is great because I'm like, wow, does that man even really exist? Because if that man ever found me, damn well I'm gonna make that man prove that number one, he can do it and I can receive it as that container. Because that submission of receiving, I want to experience before I die. However, these men that are all writing these beautiful dissertations on what that divine masculinity love it looks like are fucking alone too. So what are you in action with your I agree with your words, but have you ever enacted it? Have you been in the experience of, is she dead? Where the fuck is she? I want to see a couple out here in these fucking streets doing it together, planting those goddamn seeds together, being a fucking example of not monetizing it. All right, and that's cool if they are. That's cool. But being the real deal of what that is, every portion real raw of what that is, you know, like, damn, Jen went through a wounding. We had to really work that one out because her wounding pattern wasn't the same as mine. Even if that means you have to unalign. Even if that means you have to sit in agreement of, wow, this is a wee bit more relationship work than I wanted to do because, you know, I've been alone for X amount of, whatever the case may be. It's always going to circle back to that. I see you, and are you brutally honest enough to be able to say what you see?
Yeah.
It's so simple. But we fuck it up every goddamn day, even on Facebook. What, the Book of Faces. The withholding on that platform. I would rather you cunt show up in my comments and say, I don't like you. I don't like the way that your lip curls when you talk. Well, all right. All right, that's valid. But what I'm struggling with
you
is...
You honestly would. You would respect that a whole
lot. I would!
Damn backstabbing keyboard people. I'd say, I'm the same way. I really am that way. And I, you know, and I pride myself, and I wouldn't say anything behind your back that I wouldn't say it to
exactly.
Your face. You know what I mean? I try my best to live that way. And, you know, and sometimes that's a you know, a slippery slope, but I really do mean that, you know, mm-hmm. I mean it. And if people could just get their fucking mouth busted every once in a while, you know, that would change.
It sure would, but I ain't about to catch no case for fucking cunt that gets lippy with me.
I totally
you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to curl my lip 10 times harder is what I'm going to fucking do.
Yeah.
All right,
you,
bitch.
You might say that to my face, but you I might also throw the ass whooping. You know,
yeah, I'm disappointed.
I miss that.
Yeah, I'm disappointed. Well, I don't know. Well, yeah, I don't know. Women weren't like, all right, they were ripping each other's hair out, I guess. I don't know. But I would much rather you be honest about why do I got to use my discernment, fucking my gift every second of the day, even with customers. I can't stand the you know, and I respect businessmen that love the art of the deal. Look, I ain't here to dicker. I'm here to tell you, this is what I built it, and this is what I want for it. I deserve it. The scarcity shit, you know, I shouldn't even have to explain why I want that dollar amount for that particular creation. You know, I don't do the dicker.
Well, Jen, I wouldn't do that.
I don't.
Right now, I just simply say, look, you know, I have, you know, this is what I'm getting. I'm either getting this or I'm not. You know, because you know what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you put the work in and everything.
No, I know. But you know, I also know because of my gift, John, it isn't about the money. It's about control.
No, that's what it's always been. Yeah, you're right.
All of it. All of it. It's about...
Yeah.
And here's the thing, because perhaps it's because I have not been able to totally cloak my open heart all the way, and people of a certain entity might see that wee bit of a window that I have left open, because I enjoy the fucking breeze of hope sometimes.
Yeah.
Right away, preyed upon. Right away! And here, and I'm an angry bitch because I refuse to close that window. But yet, it's, you know, being cloaked, I got to cloak everything else. Well, you better cloak how wise you are, Jen, because you got, you know, and now it's just about the game. Like, I'm going to let you fuck with me because I'm better at it.
Yeah.
And I'm bored. And then I think and daydream about, God, how great it would be to have a divine counterpart to be able to, whether it be just quiet, to travel with or to be... I want, as a man, John, how would it make you feel?
That would, you know, that takes interest in what you do,
mm-hmm.
and is sincere about shit, you know what I mean? Don't, mm-hmm. don't have to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, man, when you was talking about, you know, how the divine masculine and the divine feminine and all that, well, you know, I read these, and you do too, you know, I can tell. I can tell right off the bat if they're just, you know, if they're on Facebook, just, and they're fake or full of shit. Because
mm-hmm.
their energy will give it away. But,
no, I know. That's the part that makes me mad. And they're getting paid.
Love, you know, but they don't have one clue about shadow work. And that's the difference in me. See, I'm not perfect, but I'm fucking awesome. And here's why. Because the woman that's going to come into my life and be a part of my, you know, she wants to share my life with me and vice versa. Well, here's what she's going to get. She's going to get a man that knows his demons. I know them. I'm not afraid of them. I know them. They're a part of me and I'm a part of them. And I go and sit with them in dark places. They teach me about myself. They are my greatest teachers. You know what I mean? And I learn so much from my shadow work or my demons, whatever you want to call it. But that's what you get from somebody who's real. And I'm going to be able to love that person better than they've ever been loved because I know what it's like to love myself and face my demons and work with my demons and be the best person I can be. And that's the same way with a man or a woman. If you can just admit that you are fucked up from the floor up and you need, you know, you got to work on yourself, then that's awesome. Because everybody's fucked up. Everybody. And everybody thinks they got their shit together. You know, that's the biggest red flag you can find.
Isn't that the truth?
It is.
I know. Everybody, that's why I get pissed reading all this shit from certain... Well, I guess I get mad at myself because I had an ideology or a potential that I seen in specific male counterparts or whatever. And then, you know, I see that they write certain beautiful words and all the fun things, and they've got their groupies in their comment section. And you know me, I'm only going to give you the heart anchor heart because I got issues too. Because like you just said, we're all fucked up.
We are.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, but when I see that stuff, I would, and this is why I appreciate you so very much, John, is because number one, you ain't gonna let me. You're gonna tell me like what
I am gonna tell.
Yeah, I know, and I respect that because most people
that is real love.
No, I know, and most people don't understand that type, that end, the brutal end of love is that type of honesty.
Listen, when you're honest with most people, they take it wrong.
No, I know. And the defensiveness, they take it personally.
That's right.
I know.
Because they've been lied to and fucked with so much their whole life, they don't know what to think about somebody that just gives it to them straight. And, you know, and you don't mean it. There's just sometimes when you tell somebody something, the only way you can just tell them is straight out tell them. And you know what I mean? And without, there's no attachment to telling them. You're just telling them, but you're telling them the truth because you know, it's honesty, but they're offended by it because they, and I've seen it. And man, I could have a truckload of women if I just bullshit and lied. I ain't going to do that.
I see that about you, John.
You could do the same thing. You could do this exactly.
I know. But see, my mama raised me right. My mom.
I ain't lying to myself.
And you know,
live with me.
Right. Well, I remember.
And I'm not doing that.
My mother, quite possibly the best advice for a woman who never, you know, left the house, gave me when, you know, and I grew up fat. My parents were lucky. You know, I didn't have a dating stage. I didn't go to proms and all the fun things. But I remember when I got my first boyfriend who beat my ass all the time and lived with us. But I remember my mom.
Telling me that.
Yeah, and my mom saying to me, when you a man and woman are getting ready to go out on a date, a man wonders and a woman knows. Don't ever abuse
your
power.
Yeah, a woman knows, yeah.
Yeah. And I could have, you know, in my pretty years, but you can't be pretty with an insecure man, and that's all I've ever had is insecure men.